like there's, it looks like it's kind of going downhill. Maybe it's just the podcast is going downhill, so I think it's close enough.
Hey, Mark.
Tony.
How are you?
I'm back.
You're back in my house.
In West Auckland.
Woo, you haven't left West Auckland.
That's true. Another part of West Auckland.
You've barely left West Auckland suburbs for the last, since November.
That's the whole reason this podcast exists. Because you're just down the road from me.
Not too far away. Anyway, cheers, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Yes, we can still say that because it's still...
Well, it's the first time we've seen each other this year.
Okay, there we go.
Is that the rule?
I remember you gave me shit about it once for saying it to you too late.
I do give people shit about it, but I am nothing if I'm not a hypocrite.
There you go.
You have to keep your eye on that far right, the one that's actually a red button, not one that's painted red.
Far right?
Far left, left sorry. Left, okay. Yes, left. Yes. But yes, I'm here, you're here. It's still summer here in New Zealand.
Yes, shorts and t-shirts.
Yeah, absolutely. Bit of a up and down summer, really. A lot of wind about. Have you noticed?
Very windy. You been to the beach?
I went to Waihi Beach. The family batch down there for a few days, and been to Point Chev a few times, and just a little bit. Yeah, but yeah, the odd real shite day and a lot of wind is what I've noticed. What are your takes? Give me your weather report.
For all viewers who've tuned in for the hot takes on New Zealand summer weather report. Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a mixed bag. She has been windy.
Hasn't been a cracking. It's like cracking summer.
I went down to Napier.
Oh, the old Napes.
I've never been to Napier before, but now I have. The Art Deco. Napier and Hastings off the list.
They call themselves the Art Deco capital of the world.
They do have some Art Deco.
They do have some deco of art. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And also a lot of dicks. No. Love Napier. Love the Hawke's
when
Bay.
I was in Hastings going to Splash Planet.
Oh, wow.
Which is like our...
Hastings.
Yeah.
It's like, my old company
it's
used
New Zealand's
to
version of like... What's the one in Queensland? Wet and Wild?
Oh, is it to that degree?
Well, it's the New Zealand version.
Why do you have to be derogatory? Like,
it's like Rainbow's End. Rainbow's End, Disneyland,
and
Disney.
You are such a Kiwi. I bet you watch New Zealand made content when it comes on TV.
It's
and you're
awful.
Like, yes.
It's so
you're a
bad.
Self-hating New Zealander.
I love New Zealand.
Yeah, yeah. And then if a New Zealander does well in the international scene, you're like, wow, they're a bit big for their boots. You're the worst person I've ever met.
That's
I think.
Probably true.
Yeah. God.
I was really surprised because I thought that size of a theme park or water park. Hastings is not a huge town. The population's like 60 or 90,000 or
right,
something.
Right, yeah.
To have a park that size is pretty freaking impressive.
Destination for...
Oh, for sure. I wouldn't have gone to Hastings if not for that park.
You went to the Hastings for the park.
Indeed I did.
I didn't even know
spent
it existed.
Spent some money there. They got water slides and a lazy river and like a little pirate ship thingy where you're doing. They got go-karts and bumper boats and all that stuff.
They're not the sponsor.
We're not sponsored by Splash Planet. But no, it's good. But I was just going to say, I met a lady there from Southland.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I was talking to her, and she was like, where are you from? And I had that embarrassing moment where I had to admit, well, I'm from Auckland.
Oh, yeah?
Because everyone hates Aucklanders, but yes. I was trying to be nice.
No, outside of Christchurch, I know everyone gives us a bit of grief that you're from Auckland. Like, oh, yeah. And then you give them grief about the fact that, well, hey, remember that how all your roads get built, our taxes.
This is true.
And then there's a little bit of banter and it's all good.
The roads were very nice on the weather, by the way.
You're welcome, Napier. but the only place which will be like beyond like friendly banter is Christchurch. Like you tell them you're from
Auckland. I met a couple of like, Kiwis when I was in China. I went to this party and there was a couple of Kiwis. They're like, someone asked me, where are you from? And I was like, oh, New Zealand. And they're like, oh, this couple over here, these guys are both from New Zealand. I'll introduce you. So they introduced me and then...
Where are they from?
I don't remember. Not Auckland.
Probably in front of the reason they said
not Auckland.
They probably said we're from Te Awamutu. It's like doesn't matter.
They were like where are you from? Because they were like, oh, he's from New Zealand, and their faces lit up. And then they asked me, where are you from? And I said, Auckland, and their faces visibly dropped.
The chances are the person is going to be from Auckland.
There's a 1 in 4 chance.
Yeah, no, it's more than we're more than a quarter of the population. Okay. We're almost half.
Nah, it's not that much.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
I don't have a phone.
But anyway, that lady was asking me, like,
it's at least a third.
How's Auckland been? And I was like, well, it's been windy.
Yeah, it has been windy.
I wanted to go to the beach, but it's been windy.
It's been very windy. So, not great for paddleboarding.
No.
You know?
You like a paddle on the board.
I do like a paddle on the board. Tricky golf conditions as well. Playing, you know, hitting into like very strong winds is daunting, but it's great when you've got the wind behind you.
I suppose so. It makes those drives go further. Well,
then sometimes you've got the wind behind you and you're like, oh, I'm going to bomb the shit out of this. And then you just completely, then you try and overhit it and you fluff it. So it can be a bit of a double-edged sword. Oh, bad news about my golf game.
No.
I've developed a bit of a slice with my driver, which my driver was always like...
Your weak spot?
Well, no, I always felt pretty confident about my driver.
But was it your weak spot?
No, it was more of a strength.
Oh, okay. Just wondering if your confidence and your actual ability didn't kind of like match up.
Yeah, that's a good point. I was like, I'm real confident with this. I hit it OB every time, but I don't know why. I'm really confident. No, but yeah, all of it, I was playing with this bloke, and then in about the 15th hole, I started slicing it up with my driver and haven't been able to stop since. So now I'm just trying to aim really, really far left, and I'm calling it a fade.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and it goes nowhere. Because I used to have a nice little drawer.
Did you?
So the drawer is the one that sort of curls in.
Okay.
Fade is the one that goes away.
So it's like an in-swinger, out-swinger kind of thing?
Yeah, it's very similar to kicking. Like a right-footed kicker, the drawer goes...
Sure.
And the other one goes...
I get you.
Yeah, you feel it? You're feeling what you're picking up what I'm putting down?
There you go.
Any other summertime things that we need to update each other on?
Yeah, because we didn't really chat much. We just turned the camera on and...
Yeah, exactly. Sent me a message a week or so ago, saying,
are we on? Six Nations is starting.
I sent you a photo of your jacket.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot to take my jacket home. Yeah. You were looking rather dapper.
I looked sexy as all fuck. While I was saying that, I was thinking to myself, is this on my channel? Yeah, exactly. And I was like, yes, it is. So I can say fuck. Fantastic.
You know, I went to Napier. They got an aquarium.
Yeah, nice.
It's pretty cool. They don't have any sharks, but it got everything else.
Oh, good as gold.
It's pretty good. People were nice. The beach has got some big fucking waves.
Oh, you did more than I just went to Waihi Beach for a few days.
Okay. Stopped in Taupo.
Yeah.
Stopped in Cambridge.
Uh-huh.
Stopped at Tokoroa.
Cambridge is quite a quaint little town, isn't
Cambridge
it?
Cambridge is quite rich farmery, I think.
Yeah, I quite like
Cambridge.
It feels
quite fancy. I walked into a cafe to get a coffee after 2 hours driving, and I was like, fuck, these prices are higher than Auckland.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm so sick of like...
But then I went to Tokoroa, and I was like, holy shit, these prices are dirt cheap.
What's your go-to order at a cafe?
I usually get a mocha.
Oh, really?
And something a bit sweet. I've always got a bit of a sweet tooth.
You're a bit childish,
yes,
really.
Yes. Yeah,
give me something sweet.
Yeah, basically. It's my weak spot. Like, my dad's savory. He always wants like a sausage roll.
Give me a
flat white and a sausage roll.
You told me a story about him going to a restaurant and getting like a meal, and it was like not a meal, and he was just like fuming.
He ordered a fish thinking it was going to be fish and chips.
Because
that's like his go-to meal. If it's not like a beef burger, it's fish and chips.
Yeah.
But it was like some pan-fried, fancy, small fish. And he got it and was like, what the fuck is that? He was pissed off.
Because
there was no potato on that plate.
Yeah,
so there was no batter.
It was also a place you needed to order sides separately almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Those places can be...
Yeah, I don't think he chose that place. It would have been either my mum or my sister-in-law or somebody chose that one.
Anyway, so the slice, fish. Well, no, I was talking about... What were we talking about?
I order a sweet coffee and some kind of sweet to go with it. I'm a real sweet tooth fiend.
Mine's odd and a bit of a dickhead-ish sort of order. I think I get a small flat white with oat milk.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you're more of an Aucklander than me with that order.
Oat milk, please. Outside of Auckland, people just give me the fingers. They're like, go shove that up your ass.
Then Cambridge, I think they have it.
Yeah, 100%. Most places have it.
Yeah.
Vegans and vegetarians everywhere.
Okay.
Not that I am a vegan.
Right. So why the oat milk?
I just enjoy the taste of it. And sometimes milk can just sort of feel a bit gluggy in the old belly for a longer period of time.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I don't mind milk, but... Just started having oat milk and it became a habit.
There you go.
You know, one thing I do in BPs and you know, service stations often have like a barista sort of coffee thing.
I go to the self-service pack and save. I don't really know, but I understand.
Yeah.
So I go for the cheapest petrol.
Yeah, well, the one that irritates me.
Got petrol, the TAB, friggin' pack and save in Hastings as well.
Oh, well, fantastic. Yeah. I'm sure they were happy for
you. Got 6 cents off a
litre. I'm sure they enjoyed your patronage. But the thing that pisses me off at BPs and Z's and stuff like that is I order a small flat white with an extra shot, right? So they get me for the extra shot. But a flat white, and a medium flat white.
Comes with two shots anyway.
And it's 20 cents cheaper. So I bring out my inner Mark Morgan and I say, can I have a medium flat white?
In a small cup. That's fucking odd. Look at that. Come on. Jesus.
Because it just irritates me. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't make sense. I'm using less cardboard. I'm using less milk.
Give me a lower price.
I've stopped doing it recently because I have to go through this whole thing with the person behind the counter because it makes the head explode. They're like, so you want a small? And I'm like, no. I want a medium flat white. Just put it in a small cup. So you want a small flat white with two? No, I don't want to pay for that.
I don't think I would go through that effort. I'm stingy, but I also don't want to spend all day explaining.
Yeah, it does take, I was doing it as a point of principle for a while, but I've given up and now I've started paying. And then I just go, why is this more expensive? This is anyway.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I have a similar logic. Like occasionally I'll take my kids to McDonald's, right? And my daughter likes the cheeseburger.
Yes.
And my son likes the quarter pounder. But they both don't like the pickles.
Yes.
But I make them put lettuce on there.
Okay.
Because it's just otherwise it's just like bread, meat, cheese, bread.
Yes.
So I'm like, at least they have some fucking green. At least makes me feel a little bit less of a bad parent, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So they charge me 70 cents for the extra lettuce, but like if I take any items off, my price doesn't go down.
No.
They're not reducing the price for saving them two pickles. I could just get the pickles and throw them out if I wanted to.
I like
or them. Eat them.
I eat the pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the pickles. All right. Well, look.
This is a whole lot of
nothing. Well, welcome. This is what the podcast. This is a rugby podcast. That's called 2 Cents Get Restricted. And get prepared for that for the next 30 or so weeks.
That's right.
But we have a sponsor.
We do.
Another bloody
new
sponsor.
New year, new sponsor.
Woo! Love it. I'm excited about this.
Now, the sponsor bought my beer, but not your beer.
No, not my beer.
Because you're on a pro. You've had an intervention.
Yeah, I am doing, if anyone's heard of it, a thing called 75 Hard. But one of the things, part of it is I'm not allowed alcohol for the next 75 days. And it's hell.
He's like 19 days in. That's one of the few things we did talk about before turning the camera on.
Yes, my 75 Hard.
Because I said I was bringing beer, and you were like, I'm not going to be able to drink it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, well, this doesn't sound like you.
So I'm drinking a tiny, but from next week on, the guys who are sponsoring it have paid for my beer.
I'm
going
to use that sponsorship money to get some sweet, sweet alcohol-free beer, and I'll continue to drink the alcohol beer.
And in 9 weeks, you can be sure as shit I'll be drinking an alcoholic beer.
There you go. Now, see, I got this stuff.
Yeah.
Which is the Boneface Claw Hammer, which I don't know if you can see that, but it has a little skeleton man,
yeah,
who's like playing, is it a banjo?
It is a banjo.
It's very musical. Exactly. Very musical because we have a musical sponsor.
Yes, first time having a musical sponsor. So look, no other podcast has ever had sponsors that are dog walkers, that are a boxing gym, that are sell your boat anywhere you want around the world.
This is a first, I think, in human history.
In all of human history, no podcast has had this. This star-studded array of incredible podcasts, incredible sponsors, and now to match the incredibleness,
it only gets more incredible.
It's incredible on incredible. We've got a band sponsors.
We've got a band.
But yeah, then they really pump out the tasty.
I gave you
the manky jams
of their hot jams on YouTube just before we came.
Yeah,
on.
We heard them playing. Are you going to be my girl? Was it by Jet? No, it's not by Jet. What's it?
I can't remember. Dun 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 dun. Yeah. That sounded worse like the Doors. I'm worse with band names than you are. We did that once.
You crushed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hot jams.
That's a pretty slick video. It's much slicker than anything we produce on this podcast. You guys should go check out
different angles and they sounded like a real good
proper filming
band.
And editing. They are an Irish-based band.
Yes, perfect for weddings.
Perfect for weddings. Absolutely. Or other events where you want a live band.
They'll play all your classic rock and roll, love to play hits in a pub sort of thing.
That's it.
Yeah, I'd say, for example, they would definitely play Proclaimers.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What else would they play? Hello, Eileen. Hello, Eileen.
There you go. What's a good wedding song? What's a good one to dance to?
Well, in New Zealand, we always play... They probably don't play this because it's a Kiwi song. Why Does Love Do This to Me by the Exponents.
Oh, yes, that's true.
I would almost guarantee they would play Summer of 69. I bought my first real six string.
Yeah, Paul, who's our sponsor, let us know if Tony's on the money.
Tell me if I got any of these wrong. I think they would... Oh, I keep going back to New Zealand. New Zealand, they always play April Sun in Cuba or Don't You Go Out in the Rain.
Oh, yes.
But those are Kiwi and Aussie songs.
Yeah.
What else will they be playing?
Put you on the spot here.
Yeah, come on. I know the words to everything. Okay, when I think of ones, it'll just come to me. But
just bang it out.
Bang it up. There's nothing better than being at a great event, and what makes a great event great is a great little band.
That's true.
You know, a great little rock and roll band. You can't beat live music.
That's right.
And these guys have got some tasty...
High energy.
Manky chops. Yeah, some good jams. And what are they called? Tasty Jams? No,
Hot Jams.
Hot Jabs.
They have YouTube with one video on it, which is their promo video, which, as I said, is pretty slick.
That'll be linked in the description.
For sure. They've got Instagram, which has got a few more things on there, and they've got their website, which has got all their details about how you can book them,
yep.
What kind of stuff they do. They've got different options, whether you want a DJ or no DJ, whether you just want the band or all the kind of bells and whistles.
I'd say they'd probably play Everlong. It's quite a common one that bands would play. They would play, what Doors songs would they play? They'd probably play some Beatles.
Yeah, probably. There's a few good Beatles songs.
Yeah.
Which would be appropriate for weddings. Oh, but not just weddings, other events as well.
They'd play The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy, which is an Irish band. Oh. An Irish guy, yeah.
Okay.
Tell me if I got any of these wrong. What's his name again? Paul?
Paul.
Paulie. My man.
If you want to see these guys, they are doing a few showcase events. 19th of April, The Bath. In Dublin.
Oh, fantastic.
26th of April, The Old Warehouse in County Offaly.
What'd you call me?
And 17th of May at the Promenade Bray in County Wicklow, which I think that's where Josh van der Vleer is from, rather than South Africa.
What is your hand of it? Whoa! There we go. Man, this non-alcoholic beer is so satisfying.
But there you go. Hot Jams. Cheers, Hot Jams.
Yeah, thanks,
man. For sponsoring us.
What a champ.
I'll grab some more beers for next week.
I love it. I love a good...
He loves a good jam.
I do. I play the guitar.
He's got a guitar literally right here.
Yeah. I'm not great.
He's not great. He's better than me, which is not hard.
I'm okay. You didn't have to say that, you fuckwit. If I'm the guitarist to say that he's not great, then you want me to say, well, you're pretty good.
He's not great.
Fuck. Asshole. Fucking, let's see you play a fucking... I think I tried to teach you something once.
You try. I played the riff from James Bond.
Boom, 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 boom. I don't want to say terrible. It, you're worse than most newcomers, you piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly right.
No, you would.
But we appreciate it, Hot Jams. If you guys want to check out, you need a band for a wedding or another event.
Yes.
And you're in Ireland.
Yes.
I mean, they would travel, I suppose. But it probably cost a bit more if you wanted to get them over here to NZ. You're getting married.
I'm getting married. Yeah, I'm getting married next March.
Like next year.
Next year.
March.
I would love to get them in for my wedding. I don't think Lydia would. She's like into EDM. And I think we've got a George FM.
Oh, I see.
DJ lined up. But if these guys were free, I might be able to make a strong argument for it.
She is both into what she's into, but she's also a bit on the stingy side as well. She likes to save a few bucks. Like, she's willing to spend money, but she's not willing to waste money.
Yes, that's right. That's it. I'd say that's it.
I've met her before.
She's frugal. Yeah. I'm not.
No.
I'm apart from the coffees, the one thing...
That's your one thing.
The one thing I sort of get stuck in the mud. Holy crap, we have to talk about rugby. Okay, you looked a little alarmed when I said
that. How much rugby have you been watching over the New Zealand summer? There's been Champions Cup. There's been URC, the top 14, the Premiership.
I haven't seen shit.
There's been the Japanese rugby's gone underway.
Since, I swear to all things holy.
Since the last time we recorded, which would last have been time after the November Internationals, we did the awards show.
The awards show, which was huge, is bigger than ever. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets out of control out there in the car park.
Mm-hmm.
Fights breaking out afterwards, but people didn't win the awards they wanted. But I have not had a conversation about rugby.
Wow.
A single conversation with anybody about rugby.
Okay.
And I have not given rugby any thoughts whatsoever. This is just the time of year where I completely cleanse myself of worrying about, thinking about rugby, talking about rugby, absorbing rugby content. Mm. I need an off season.
Yes, true.
Because I'm actually legit excited about watching some rugby this week.
Super Rugby is actually not that far away.
Yeah,
well.
Super Rugby's not that far away, but we've got the Six Nations, so I'm really looking for, because I've been actually feeling the last couple of weeks going, oh, I wish there was something on the
weekend. Yeah, you're actually looking forward to the season starting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
You've had your detox.
But if we went straight into like some sort of Super Rugby season or something like that at the end of
Like the South Africans have at the moment.
Oh, never-ending rugby season.
Never-ending season.
Oh, God. I like to have anticipation and a feeling of missing something for a little while. Like, go away, make me want to miss you.
True. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, make me want
to. It's funny you mentioned that you haven't had any conversations, because I was in Hastings.
Yes.
In my togs, which is swim trunks.
Tell me about Speedos?
Nah, board shorts.
G?
Nah, no G.
Up a crack.
So no shirt.
Yeah, this is an injury. Yeah, okay, yeah.
No hat.
Yeah.
No glasses.
No hat.
Like no rugby jersey.
I don't know what's more disturbing, you without a hat or
like,
shirt.
It's like as different from my normal look as you can get.
Yes.
And some dude came up to me and was like, love the channel, mate.
All right, that's
he's
good.
Like, Sammy Reese, he's a bit of a dick, isn't he? I was like,
oh,
yeah.
He got himself into he did get himself into a bit more trouble,
yes,
didn't he?
I agree with your take on Sammy Reese. And I was like, holy shit, that guy could recognize me with no glasses, no hat, no shirt.
But you got a face.
I suppose I have a face. I just thought I looked different.
What do you think? You think you're bloody Superman or something?
I thought it works like
it's
that.
It's just clacking.
I thought I just take my glasses off, no hat, and I've cut my hair a lot shorter. Not that you can see my hair anyway, but like I thought like I would be inconspicuous, but
yeah. No, keep it poogy.
Immediately busted. So
how much money did you need to pay you to do poochy every week for the rest of the year?
Yeah, too much. More than
I don't think it's that much.
More than Lydia's willing to spend.
Yeah. I reckon if
you'd be willing to spend it.
I reckon if I gave you $150, you'd be like, oh, that's $150. I'll be poochy for that. And then all the comments about you, who's the guy with the backwards cap?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I had a conversation briefly about rugby while in swimming togs.
Yeah, okay.
We call them togs in New Zealand.
That would have been an appropriate time to get barred up as well.
Mm.
Did you?
No, because I was driving.
Barred up, I mean with an erection.
Oh, is that what barred up means? I thought you meant drunk. Go to the bar.
No, no.
I've never heard that phrase before.
It just cracks me up. And I was talking about you getting an erection. And you didn't react. And you said no because it was driving. You can have an erection while driving.
Well, not appropriately. Imagine if you have an accident, you'll be bleeding.
Yeah, well, everything bleeds. A lot of things bleed.
Well, you'd be bleeding more.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe there should be a study done whether it's safer to have an erection when in a car collision or without an erection.
I can pretty confidently say it's probably not a good idea to have an erection during the time of a car crash.
Well, do you think it's just better for it to be flopping about just in its natural state?
Not as easily pierced.
Not as easily pierced, not as big a target.
Exactly right.
Yeah, right.
I guess it depends if you're a grower or a shower.
Yeah. Indeed. Okay.
Plopping away. Oh. So you haven't talked any rugby, you haven't watched any rugby, but you're getting the itch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching some rugby, and I'm here to listen to you tell me about rugby. I thought, geez, I've got to know something. So what I've done, my big rugby research over the off-season.
Yes.
Was watching that Connor Does Rugby video.
Yes.
5 minutes
before you came. Do the preview of the Six Nations.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's all I've done. That's all I've consumed. Hold on. I saw something about Michael. About Schmidty. Maybe not going on after the...
Yeah, Schmidty hasn't made his decision yet.
Yeah, okay. Which is bad news for the Aussies.
But by the time this podcast goes up, he probably will have.
Okay.
It's going to go up tomorrow. Because we often time it like this.
Yeah, we often time ours just to be off the pace with the most current news.
That's how it works.
Yeah. You know, most people in the world are probably reacting to them like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. That changes the face of rugby. There's been some law changes, hasn't there?
Yep.
Well, they happened at the end of last year.
Yeah, there's been some more, but I don't think nothing quite as dramatic as the ones that we've seen in the past. Six Nations is going to do the 20-minute red cards.
Nice.
I like those.
I like them too.
I think most people that don't like them still don't know that there's a full red card on the table. But I could be wrong.
Is there a full red? Like if somebody just goes out there and
you just punch somebody, get a full red card. Really? Go on, burger.
But if you,
as a lot of people said, if they just made it an orange card, people would have been like, "Oh, that's a good idea."
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, I don't know.
But then more cards, more colors. Have a blue one, green one, rainbow one.
If they made it an orange card, they use it more for some weird reason.
I think they do use the 20-minute red card more.
You reckon than the full one?
Yeah. I see the refs kind of weaseling out of them if the full red card. They're like, well, you kind of dipped into it. Yeah,
wasn't it like the All Blacks went through an incredible period without a red card? Wasn't it like, was it Brian Lahore or Colin Meads or somebody who got one
and we didn't get one until Sonny Bill or something?
In the 20s, Sonny Bill in 17. Was it like in the bloody 60s or something like this? From the 60s till 2017, zero red cards.
Well, some people would say just because the All Blacks get away with murder.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for being the best team in the world. Throwing out shots already. Like I heard a South African just go, what?
Four Rugby World Cups.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, they looked good last year. Who's going to stop them this year? Okay, let's talk about some bloody rugby.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me.
Six Nations.
Okay.
Right. Lay it on me. Give me a matchup.
Do you want the first week's fixtures, or do you want to go team by team?
We'll go team by team, and then we'll go matchups.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to start with Italy? Because it's your favourite rugby country that you do the most research about. And know
well, you're wearing, I'm wearing an Italian shirt this year. Well, they beat Wales last year, so
they
that did. Was good.
They had a pretty good Six Nations last year. They won two and drew one.
Drew with France.
They drew with France, and again, they should have won. Beat the Scots and beat the Welsh.
So I think
this year their fixtures list is not as kind.
If they could match that, that would be amazing.
They've got Wales at home, which is probably their must-win game. I think their other two home games are like Ireland and
France.
They
looked all right against us at the end of last year.
Yeah, they did. Mm. But I did their depth chart video, and they've got their starting 15, who play a shitload.
And then,
the other guys don't really get that much game time.
So they're a bit
more vulnerable to injuries, I think, than some of the other teams.
Lost to Samoa last year.
Yeah, I don't think Italy do that well when they are the favourites. I think they like to be written off, no pressure.
Which is anything, a good thing because they often are.
Yeah, anything you get is a bonus. But then you come into this game against like Samoa, it's like, well, you guys should be beating them.
In Samoa, it's a different sort of...
I suppose so. The
in Samoa, in the islands, on rock hard grounds, like... Probably in a...
You been to Samoa?
No.
Me neither.
No. Been to Fiji.
Fiji.
Mm. Yeah. That's not Samoa, by the way.
That's a different part of the world.
It's like someone saying, I've been to Australia.
I've been to Portugal. I've been to Morocco.
I have been to both of those countries. But not Samoa.
I've been to neither.
I've known a lot more Samoans than I have Portuguese and Moroccan people as well.
This is probably true. There's quite a few Samoans in New Zealand.
A lot of them. They're lovely as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Love the Samoans. Don't know why I had to say that like that. But their chances, I think they would be doing bloody well. They surpassed expectations last year, didn't they? So
I think basically if they avoid the wooden spoon, that would be meets expectations, given they have Wales at home.
Yeah.
Because Wales are in a bad way.
Wales are in a terrible way.
If they get the spoon, then it'll be seen as a bit of regression.
Okay, and who have they got first up?
First up, they have the Scots away.
So that would be a bad result.
They beat the Scots last year, but that was at home. So
right.
The Scots are looking more up than down, I think. The Scots would like to be challenged in France.
Very scientific opinion of you.
In Ireland.
They're looking up rather than down.
There you go. Rather than looking to these things. But they need to...
Injuries to key players for the...
I think the Italians are relatively okay. They've had one of their props suspended for a red card that he got a few weeks ago, but...
Okay.
I think they're mostly all right.
All right, we'll move on to their opponents then. Scotland, is it finally a year where they do something significant? Like, other than winning the Kolkata Cup, which they seem to have done
I would love it.
I love it.
But I don't see it.
Yeah.
They just lost their captain, Sione Tupulotu, to a season-ending or Six Nations-ending injury.
Oh, like a Satiti one. I know that Satiti got injured, which sucks ass.
Yeah.
Apparently,
just to get Super Rugby sidetracked, he couldn't get his surgery done either because there was no surgeon, according to like Clayton McMillan. Like, I had a meniscus surgery and it wasn't that hard to get a surgeon. I was like, I've got ACC coverage. And they were like, we can schedule you for next week. And
yeah, that's like, kind of shit.
And he's a professional rugby player. Surely they got some cool strings to pull.
World Breakout Player of the Year.
Exactly.
Maybe didn't report it.
Maybe they thought, like, oh, we'll just give them the super season off. Let them rest.
Sounds like a bit of fuckery.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Anyway.
But, yeah, the Scots, the big test for them, I think, is that they've got Ireland at home. And they never beat Ireland.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But they need to beat Ireland if they're going to be a contender.
Ireland, I think we said it a number of times last year. I know I did. They're an exceptional team, but I just don't think they're capable of ascending the 2023 and even 2024 heights. I think they
are. You think they're on the way down?
I think they're on a slope.
They've got an interesting thing because Andy Farrell's away with the British and Irish Lions. They got
I think Andy Farrell's a great coach, so I don't think that's.
But Simon Easterby's selections seem way conservative.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, I guess Andy Farrell will have probably called him and be like, you should pick this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy.
Yeah, right.
I don't think he's not gone for any left field picks. And if you're the interim coach, I think that makes sense.
So there's a bit of spice in this Six Nations because they're all playing for Lions selection as well.
That's true. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. So the Irish squad's pretty conservative. Tyke Furlong is going to miss the start with injury, which is unfortunate. But he's had a bit of a tough run with injuries of late.
And who's kind of hold down the 10 jersey for the majority of the season this year?
I mean, it's probably Crowley at the moment as the favourite, but then there's this guy Prendergast who's coming through the Leinster youngster. So
yeah, who's the guy who had that one cracking game against South Africa, but then
Frawley.
Oh yeah, Frawley. Hey, we jumped onto Ireland before
finishing Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland. So the year that they get shit done, is it really?
Every year it looks like that, but I think, like, I spoke with Graham, who's the guy who does the rugby forecast, and he is a Scotsman, and he was like, man, we had a way better fixtures list last year.
Right.
Like last year they had Italy away, which is a game, if you're going to be a contender, should be a game you're winning.
But how did they do in November last year?
They.
It's like a tough question, bloody January, isn't it? I can't
remember. Did they do all right?
Didn't they beat?
They beat one of the.
They beat Wallabies.
They smashed Fiji.
They beat the Wallabies. They lost to South Africa, probably. Did they play South Africa?
I know they beat Fiji. Oh. They hammered Fiji. Then they played. Yeah, they played Australia.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so long ago.
Yeah, it is.
Can't remember.
They played games.
They did. And they had results. I seem to remember they were solid.
Yeah, right. And anyone out?
They've lost Scott Cummings, who's one of their key locks, and they've lost their captain. But they do have a lot of depth in the midfield. Finn
Russell still going.
Yep, Finn Russell still going. They've picked Fergus Burke, the Crusaders, former Crusaders 10.
Fergus Burke.
He's been playing in England. It's funny, he's got a Scottish granddad. And I think an English mum or something. So he could.
Why is it that these journeyman New Zealand players go over and then they somehow
they get snapped up straight away?
I'm like, oh, he's a Kiwi, better get him.
Like it happened with Tane Plumtree. He couldn't even make the Blues, and Wales are like, we will put him in our international side.
Yeah, and then they usually do kind of all right.
Yeah, they do kind of all right.
But to be fair, Bundyaki and...
Bundyaki, Gibson Park and like Lowe have both, all three of them have gone to another level since going to Ireland. Aki was probably the closest to making the All Blacks.
Aki had a few really nice seasons for the Chiefs, and he was actually a crucial part in like one or two.
I think he
runs.
Would have been an All Black if he'd stayed.
If he'd pushed on through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about Lowe, because Lowe was competing with Savia at the time.
But he was going to be an All Black, like Hoskins is an All Black. Like you're going to get one test every 2 or 3 years, basically. So
was Nonu and Smith still around at that time?
Yeah.
I remember Savia was in peak form when James Lowe was here.
Sonny Bill.
So he wasn't replacing Savia. You know what I mean? The pecking order was too long.
Fikitoa was in there at the
And even he was a bit of a journeyman in the end.
Yeah. He had some good moments.
How we can take the Six Nations topic and just turn it into All Blacks chat.
A little All Blacks chat. Well, it's hard not to when half the players in the Six Nations are Kiwis. Whooping!
You know, every year I do a video about like the compositions of the squads. Like, it always gets a bit tetchy.
Yeah.
This year I didn't even go. I didn't even use the word foreign. I just used
Did you call them aliens?
Exactly. I used homegrown heritage or something like that to just because some guys have come through your system that's homegrown.
Yes.
Some guys are picked on heritage, like you've got a parent or a grandparent.
Yes.
Some guys are like by birth, like you can be born somewhere. Uh-huh. And then play for that country.
Yes.
Like you don't even have to have the parents or you don't have to have any connection other than you're born there.
Yeah, right.
Like those are the only things you need to qualify.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I did a video about that. I find it interesting.
You do. It always becomes particularly combustible when you do it at World Cup time.
Yes, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember I started doing those videos because everyone would say, "Oh, you Kiwi steal all the people," and I was "We don't, though." And then here's some numbers about it. And
yeah,
people like you still do.
Yeah, there are more Polynesians in Auckland than there are in anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. But
there was a big influx of them. They all arrived in the 70s.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. They all got brought in.
We wanted them to do the jobs.
The primary workforce.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then they came and bred and supplied athletes.
This is true.
And do a lot of other great things in community as well.
Yeah, I looked at my year 8 school photo the other day.
Yeah.
At my class.
And
approximately 25% of my class was Polynesian.
Hmm.
And I don't think they were here to play rugby.
No.
I think they were just my classmates.
They were just your buds. They weren't brought in.
That's right. They weren't brought in to like prop the scrum.
Yeah.
I'm getting distracted again. But yeah, I found that one interesting. Yeah. That's what we do. England actually probably has a bigger connection than we do. Like a lot of the guys, I mean, I guess because England's just got a bigger country.
Yeah, well,
they've got a lot of posh schools where people go to school and then they just learn rugby. So,
what's the name of the family?
The Tudors and the Stuarts.
No, not the Tudors and the Stuarts. Fucking hell. The Samoan family.
The Tuolungis.
Haven't they got one or two of them? But they.
Manu used to play for England.
To France now.
Yeah.
You could almost make a whole 15 out of the Tuolungis. Yeah.
Jeez. One guy actually made a point that, like, like the homegrown thing is good to a degree.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm pretty sure Manu Tuilangi didn't make England because like he went to like some fucking prep school in England. Like his genetics probably had a bit to play. Yeah. And it's like, well, yeah, it's a rich tapestry.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, England certainly has a hand in a lot of like the Scottish and the Welsh guys.
Okay,
like,
what are we talking about?
People don't like talking about, or some people don't like talking about that. Yeah. I find it interesting.
I find it interesting too. We still in Scotland?
I think so.
Okay, Scotland, done.
Fergus Burke, playing for Scotland. He's a Kiwi.
It's right.
With a Scottish granddad.
It's a Scottish name, for God's sake.
Exactly.
Oh, Fergus, but I can't do a Scottish name. Oh, we lad here. Oh, Fergus fucking Burke.
There you go. Yeah.
They fought like warrior poets. They fought. Like Scotsman. I can't, that's not, I don't know. My Scottish accent is not strong.
Yeah, but I don't know if he'll get a game.
Yeah, I was trying to do a Scottish accent of an Australian doing a Scottish accent.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if he'll get a game. Because Finn Russell.
Yes. Okay. Well, Finn would have to completely shit the bed form wise. And even if he does shit the bed, he just.
I'll just keep playing them, yeah.
Is this the year Finn steps up and becomes world class?
Super Finn.
Mm. Finn of the future?
If they beat Ireland, then we'll think about it.
Okay.
If they don't beat Ireland, then I think it's just going to be another third place season for the Scots, third or fourth.
All right. Fair play.
But I fucking want them to win it.
I really want
them to win it.
You're sick of them looking good and not quite.
Yes.
Putting in a couple of really
for a long time they were like the Blues.
Yeah.
Where it's like, look at your team.
The Blues won us.
I know, that's why I say for some like recently I can't make that comparison anymore. Because for so many years you look at the Blues and like, your team's fucking good.
It's great.
Why do you keep playing shit?
And then remember that year.
Well, not shit, but like why do you keep blowing the big games?
And remember that year that
we had the Super Rugby final at home that one year, we lost.
Oh yeah, that was a painful one. We had that great team, well, good players, and they just kept on losing. And then when we put on top of them, we put Ma'o Nono and Piri Wepu into the team. We're like, we've got it this year.
Yeah.
And then we shat the bed again.
Yeah.
Anyway, Scotland. Go, Scotland.
Hope you do well.
Yes.
Wales.
Well, what a sad... It's just hard to say anything positive, really, isn't it? Essentially.
They have a lot of good loose forwards.
Yeah.
That's something positive.
Is Morgan playing this year?
They've got, Jack Morgan is playing. Yep.
Yeah, okay, that's good. He's always...
They've got Morgan Ruben Williams didn't get selected, and Morgan... what's the other Morgan?
I don't know.
Morgan You're Morris didn't
me?
Get selected, yeah.
Oh, right.
Some Morgans made it and some Morgans didn't.
And a lot of Williams did.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Any Gethins?
I don't think there's any Gethins, no. Right. They didn't pick Gareth Anscombe this year.
All right, he didn't make it.
No.
All right.
And then Sam Costello, their 10 from last year, who just looked a bit shit, he's injured. So No pressure on him. I felt a bit sorry for him.
So who's the number 10 in there now?
They've got this new guy who's totally uncapped, but he's supposed to be like the next big thing.
Okay, anyone else?
They do have another one, yes, but I can't think of his name right now.
Oh.
Oh, they've got the guy who plays 10 or 12.
This is
top class rugby podcast.
This is high quality. There's that guy and that other guy. The one guy hasn't played much.
Yeah, one guy who's literally a debutant, and he's their only real specialist 10. Another guy who plays 10 and 12.
Ooh.
Whose name is just not coming to me right now.
You're pretty good with your names. Okay, generally. I can't give you too much shit.
And picture his face.
Just
see that guy. That's the one.
Because I'm not going to edit it in there. All right. Fabulous.
If Wales don't get the spoon, they'll be doing all right. They need to win a game. They've lost like fucking 15 games in a row.
They're playing France round one.
Yes, away to France. So they could get massacred.
Yes. Well, what a way to come out.
But France starts slow.
Yeah, and what a way to come out and set your intentions
France
for the year.
France round one are usually a bit shit.
It's always darkest before the dawn, and it's dark, dark time. So come on,
Ben
Wales.
Thomas is the guy that
fantastic.
I was thinking about.
Come on, Ian Beath. Come on. What a win that would be if they were able to get up.
Mm.
Is it in France?
Yes, it's in France. Saturday, 9:15 in the morning. So that's a good
easier.
Time for you to watch it.
I can watch that. Nice.
I like the 9 o'clock kickoffs.
I like the 9 o'clock kickoffs too. Yeah.
Very, very.
I don't like the 3 a.m. kick.
That's the Sunday games, 3 a.m. and 5 a.m.
I hate the ones I hate the most are the Monday games.
There's no Monday games this week.
Fantastic. Don't make me watch a bloody game before work on a Monday. It sucks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway. We've talked Wales, Scotland, Italy. Do we get much on Ireland? Easter Bee is in charge.
I kind of thought that I'm seeing them on the side. Like, I could be wrong, but I think it's been going. I think last year was the standard was so high, and it's not a steep slide down, but it is a gradual one. And right. I think they aren't where they were at the end of 2023. Mm. That was maybe the best team in their history, and the team that really needed to go on to win the World Cup if they were going to win a World Cup anytime soon. And last year they were quality, and they just were able to, those systems that they had in place, their professionalism, their efficiency, they were able to ride through on that. I think the juice is running out. I just think there are too many kinks in the armor right now. We used to say that they're really good games and they're somewhat poorer games, but there wasn't a massive difference. When they're now seeing parts of the game where they really fall off the boil. So, that's not to say things can't turn around, but the trajectory for me is a downward slide. And I'm saying that as an Ireland fan. Yeah.
The good thing about them this year is they've only got the two home games, but one of them's England, who are in that kind of dark
England
horse
beat them
category.
In the Six Nations.
That's right. That's right. Last year. And then they've also got France at home.
Yeah, right.
So every other game's away, but you'd think Italy away, they should beat them. Wales away, they should beat them. Scotland, they do have a great record against Scotland. That'll be a challenge, though. But then, yeah, the two potentially toughest games are the home ones.
France and England.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good that they got France at home, isn't it? They're still a red-hot crack for winning it, but I think they aren't. I think
no team has ever won the Six Nations three times in a row.
They could do it. They absolutely could do it, but maybe I'm being too harsh on them. England or France?
England, they've got Jamie George out for the start. They've got a new captain, Mauro Itoje. You'd like him as captain?
It'll be interesting. I think he's a real physical leader out there. I think potentially there are guys who really step up and the game goes to another level when they become captain, because they need to set the physical standards and the marker down and speak with their body on the field more than anything else. I think he could be that sort of player. He has that sort of physical and athletic
dynamo.
Yeah, he's a dynamo. And he's articulate and he speaks well. I think he could be a great captain.
Mm.
Hopefully the pressure doesn't get to him too much and he implodes on the field and goes into a shell, which is, I don't think so.
He seems to be pretty cool. Right. I mean, he can be a bit tetchy at times. He can get under people's skin, but that's not a bad thing.
It's a tetchy game. I said that maybe this is the year of Finn Russell. Is it the year of Marcus Smith?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because
does this year he becomes truly world class?
They've lost Furbank, who's their fullback who kind of does a bit of attacking, playmaking, countering thing. Like, he replaced Stewart, who's the big lump of a I catch high balls guy.
I catch high balls and I run faster in a straight line.
Straight line, but can't turn for shit.
I can't turn and I'm not a great tackler.
That's right. So, Furbank's out. So, you either go, well, Stewart plays.
Yeah.
Or they have done it in the past, put Marcus Smith to fullback.
Right, little fullback.
So then they got this other guy, Finn Smith, who's also really attacking one of the number 10, so he could go the double Smiths. But it would mean relegating Marcus to his not preferred position.
I think they keep him at 10. I think he's mercurial. I think if he like, there are players that just have out-of-the-box seasons sometimes. Maybe this is his out-of-the-box season where he just lights up. And
well, like you said, Lions spots on the line. So
yeah, I'd love to see him in a Lions jersey. I thought last year they lost to the Wallabies, which was a particularly painful loss.
They lost to us
three times, and I think they lost
all games that they could have won.
That's what I'm. Yeah, I think like I'm not English, and everyone was shitting on them from a great height, especially their own fans. And they did terrible.
They're really harsh at times.
Yeah, real harsh. But I actually thought the standard of play on the paddock was pretty high. They looked really, really good. They pushed us in all three of those games. And we were lucky to get... I know, like, but sometimes it's a fickle game. It can come down to the bounce of a ball. It can go either way. And there's not a... You know, on a different day, you know, they pick up two or three wins out of those games. You know, but sometimes the way that the cards fall, the way bounce the ball bounces, exactly, goes, it just doesn't go your way. And I think on a number of occasions, it was really just in the fate of the gods and it didn't go their way. So I actually see them as a very strong team. I think they never looked outclassed.
Weren't you picking them as a...
I did.
Your Six Nations favourites.
I did pick them as my Six Nations favourites. Good memory. Yeah, I just saw something in them that I thought, there's something here.
It's a very bold coach.
Bold?
Bald.
He is bald.
Very bald. He might be bald as well.
Yeah, mate. Bald and bold. He doesn't seem that bold.
No, he's not. He's very conservative.
Yeah. I think maybe a bit of boldness would serve them well.
He's very bald.
He's very bald. Boldness. He's a bald and bold man.
Yeah, there you go.
From Boldova.
And then France.
He bowled me over with his...
France got DuPont, the Six
What's
Nations.
A ball kind of word?
Petonk. They've got...
that is not the word I was going to...
They've got Intermac back.
Ah, yeah, nice. He's been gone for yonks, isn't he?
Yeah, I know. So they got him back at a bench and see if he's still got the same gas he used to have before he got injured.
Yeah.
Their front row stocks are looking a bit old, but they look to have shitloads of depth.
Yeah.
The only area where they're looking a bit, like injury-wise, a bit shaky, and you would have seen it because I saw it, you had that video on when I got here, Connor does rugby, talking about their midfield. So Fiku and Donty, who's the usual 12-13 combo, are both injured, at least for the start of the comp. So they will have to jig things around a bit.
I like Fiku a lot.
Yeah, Fiku's been really consistent for them. So he's a real big miss. I think even bigger than Donty. But they got heaps of depth.
What's the name of the young kid with the headgear? There was a couple of them. The one that
Louis
Bierbierre. He's a freak. He's a superstar. We need superstars.
Mm-hmm.
They've got star players. They've got real star power, don't they?
Yes.
Massive pack, star power backs.
Mm-hmm.
Daunting prospect, you know?
Yeah, so I think if they had Ireland at home, they would be the bookies' favourites. But they're bookies' second favourites at the moment. But a lot of people are thinking, with Andy Farrell gone from Ireland, with the Irish squad looking a little bit vulnerable last year, and France, like, they kind of shat the bed at the start of last year on the back of that World Cup loss. But then they really seemed to turn it up a gear in November. They were one of the, I think only them in the box went unbeaten in their November games. Like they beat us, they beat Argentina, and they beat Japan.
That was an event, wasn't it? And whenever the All Blacks lose, I think, we could have played better.
Yeah.
But I don't think, we certainly weren't playing awful that game.
They were just good.
It was just a world-class game, and they got the chocolates.
So last year, Six Nations DuPont wasn't there. He was off with the Sevens, so this is back to kind of full strength-ish France. Yeah. So a lot of people are picking them as the favourites.
And I'm sure they're going to be really like playing for spots to go on that illustrious tour to New Zealand.
Okay. Yeah.
It's feels like shit, like we don't get a proper international series in July.
Yeah, the top 14 is takes a lot of the time of the players.
Brr.
I watched one of their games this morning. It was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. Really good crowd.
I don't watch bugger all of it.
No, I had to dodge the streamer because it's not even broadcast here.
It's a dome, really? Yeah. We get no top 14.
Nope. I don't like Dodgy streaming. It was a pain in the ass. I keep cutting out and I keep having to refresh it. And like,
what's pop-ups and stuff?
Pop-up blocker on, for sure.
Good.
Quite annoying, but yeah.
So that's all the teams?
That's all the teams. So this weekend, we have France-Wales on Saturday, 9:15 our time.
Mm-hmm.
You are picking France.
Yes.
You're not picking Wales for an upset with France slow starting.
I'd love to see Wales get up, but I just don't see it. It's super unlikely.
Scotland-Italy, Sunday, 3:15 a.m.
I'm going to give it to the Scots.
And then Ireland, England, Sunday, 5:45. That's probably that's the game of the week.
Yeah, I'm going to give it. Oh,
You're going to go Ireland, even though you want.
I want
Ireland.
You're going
to go England.
I'm going to go England.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll go Ireland for that one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to look like a genius or an idiot, aren't I? Most likely an idiot, I'd say.
Well, I think I picked France for last year's Six Nations, and they did shit, so there you go.
Yeah, they didn't look that great. They kind of hit this. Yeah, they are slow starters, aren't they?
Yeah, and I think the World Cup didn't help them. There has been other rugby on. The URC has been on. Leinster are unbeaten.
I've been drinking so much water today because part of the thing I was going to drink.
Need a piss?
I need a piss. So just,
right, I'll wait for you.
I'll probably just cut it out.
Or you can just talk to the crowd. Talk to the crowd. Oh, yeah,
that's good for you to keep pissing. Yep. Wonder if Tony will edit this part out. So I've taken a piss. He's flushing. There's a wee moth. Hello, Mothy.
I'm back, Mark.
Did you watch the Netflix thing, Six Nations Full Contact, last year?
Some of it.
Okay, it's been cancelled.
It's been cancelled. I thought it was coming out.
So they've made season two, but they're not going to make season three.
Right, so they're not even going to see how season two does.
That's surprising.
So then maybe they've got it in the can and they've watched it and they're gone.
This is a bit shit.
This is a bit shit.
I guess so.
Maybe ratings were great for
I did see they had some, one article had the ratings report about like how many weeks that show stayed in the top 10 for different countries, and like Australia it was like 1 week, New Zealand it was like 4 weeks, Ireland it was quite a while, but then they won the Six Nations last year, so that would make sense if people would be wanting more Six Nations content.
I don't know, maybe it's due to the fact that
rugby players are a bit boring.
Well, and I think within a, like, the ones that do well, like Drive to Survive is probably the best.
Yeah.
The tennis one, what is it called? Breakpoint or something like that.
I never saw that.
And then there's Full Swing, which is the golf one, which is good. And I think that's the main ones that there is. But all those things, all those ones.
Individuals.
They're not like surrounded by a team and all that sort of stuff. They're not like, they don't get that sort of barred off the outside.
Yeah, I suppose so. Like, the Formula One always has good storylines because it's like there's the two drivers, they're teammates, but they're also enemies.
It's a soap opera. It always has been. I'm sure there would be, the rugby players are Lily Scott. I remember there are a few ones where, like Warren Gatland last year was talking to his wife back in New Zealand, and then his wife would be like, really forced to go. So,
how do you think they will go this weekend? Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah, it just felt really forced. Yeah. And not great.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the rugby players naturally kind of get that, I don't want to say individualism coached out of them, but they're kind of, the culture is not to big yourself up.
Yeah, not to big yourself up. Don't talk about the drama or anything like that. Don't cause ripples, all that sort of thing. Like, the team comes first, all that sort of thing, which is good for the game
but
the
not
sport.
Good for selling a
not great
TV
for reality
series.
Television.
Yeah. Yeah. You worked in reality TV, didn't
I
you?
I did. It's grimy. Fun, but grimy. Yeah. Fun, like, because you're working with interesting people, but grimy it grows, and the product is pretty disgusting at the end of the day.
I don't really watch much reality TV anymore.
Yeah, I don't watch any reality television.
Apart from the sports stuff.
Yeah, well, I watch the golf one.
Okay, how was it?
Yeah, I enjoy it, yeah. Yeah, because those guys, you need to be a bit of a weirdo to be a professional golfer, I reckon, and they're interesting.
Okay.
Mm.
That works.
Mm. Anyway, what's happening else in the rest of the
world? Leinster are unbeaten in the URC. These guys, Zebre,
how they going?
Beat Ulster in Belfast today. So
fantastic. Good news.
That's like they never win, and then they certainly don't win away from home.
You even got the hat.
I do have the hat. It's from AliExpress.
When you go in there, do they go, yeah, this guy's really into rugby?
Yeah.
Do you have to explain and go, well, no, I'm not.
Just print. Here's the image. Print it.
No judgment.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
The Champions Cup.
So Leinster are unbeaten.
Yeah, in the URC. Champions Cup.
Will they find a way to blow it somehow? It
looks like Bordeaux is going to do well. They got like Damien Penault and your man Bielbierre. Damien Penault scored 6 fucking tries in one game the other day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy shiznit.
He was on fire. I think he's got a bit of a knock ahead of the
when
Six
Nations. When the semi? Because I kind of watched the semi.
Yeah, the knockout stages. Like the round of 16 is...
round of 16.
Yeah, maybe. That'll be much more. None of the South African teams made it to the round of 16. They bombed out in the Champions Cup. They seem to be still more prioritizing the
URC.
Yeah.
Isn't it the Champions Trophy is
bigger.
Prestigious, isn't it?
But I think it's kind of a harder sell. Like, I guess if we brought in the Japanese teams for like some competition outside of Super Rugby,
yeah,
we were like, right, we're going to play fucking Toyota for Blitz this weekend. Woo! People would be like, oh.
Yeah, maybe.
People wouldn't be like, oh, that's great.
But if we were going to play...
If we were going to play Toulouse, then I think it would be big. Exactly. If Antoine Dupont was coming, but he'd be one of the few big sales.
Yeah.
I don't think there'd be many. Maybe Leinster.
Yeah, I think there might be a little... New Zealand is actually just... Oh, rest of world rugby? That's cute.
Yeah.
We get a little bit like that. We shouldn't be like that now.
No, we shouldn't.
Like... We just, I don't.
My dad actually said the other day.
Yeah.
He watched, I forget which game he watched. It was probably one of the Champions Cup ones. And he said, like, those teams are pretty good. And I was like, yeah. He's like, they're almost good as Super Rugby. And I was like, you could probably make an argument that a team like Toulouse or Leinster could possibly be better than some of the Super Rugby teams.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they could run it close with Moana Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even with Artie Sevilla.
But that's just the way we've always thought.
Yeah,
about it.
And I think we get our fill of our rugby content through our own rugby teams, and like, and it's not exactly like, on Sunday.
There's lots of fans like that.
Yeah.
I think we'll say the vast majority of people, if they support any team below international level, just follow their own team.
Yeah, 100%. I'm almost like that. Like, and like, it's not like you flick it on Sunday afternoon, you're like, oh, look at this.
When you watch league, do you watch any teams apart from the Warriors?
Sometimes, if it's like...
if it's a big game?
If it's a big game, okay. It's the two, like... if it's like one of the big Anzac round games, or if it's like... Then they've got this super... The big weekend when all the teams play, I might watch a few of those. Or if like two top-of-the-table teams that don't like each other, there is a they're really good at selling the narrative around those. Or and then, all the Warriors games, and then I try and catch as many finals games as I possibly can.
See, like, I'm like that with the ice hockey. I will only watch the team that I follow, and then I might watch the Stanley Cup playoffs or, like, the playoffs. So I won't sit there and watch a regular season game between two teams that I don't follow.
Mm. Indeed.
But I will do that with rugby.
Yeah. You watch a lot.
I do watch a lot of rugby.
You don't get an off-season either, do you?
Not really, but that's all right.
So you just, yeah. How many games of rugby? I have not watched a single game of rugby since.
Yeah, I've watched a lot.
What was the last game we had to watch in November?
Oh, it was a week after everyone else. Ireland against Australia,
Ireland against Australia. I watched that game and I was irritated about it because I was like, this is over. And I was just, we were just getting ready for the big glitzy event and had to watch that game.
By the way, Dan Sheehan, the Irish hooker, is back after like 6 months off. Mm-hmm. He played for Leinster, I think, yesterday. Scored fucking two tries and looked amazing.
Fantastic. Good work.
Yeah. James Lowe was also back. Like, most of the Irish guys are resting, like not resting, but they're with the camp.
What about the South Africans? Are they getting a rest, the Bok players?
Their teams are all a couple of rounds behind in the URC. Like, they started a week later.
Yeah.
So, like, the Bulls and the Lions have only played, I think, 8 games, whereas everyone else has played 10, and the Stormers and the Sharks, I think, have played 9. So, they still have a couple of catch-up games over the next few weeks. But hopefully they get a break, because those guys just got to go fucking all year round.
It's ridiculous.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It does feel like I saw Toulouse in the Champions Cup went down to Durban to play the Sharks, and it was, like, this big thing, because fucking Toulouse is, like, Dupont, Intermac, Ramos, Flamont, like all these French internationals. And the Sharks have got like Khaleesi and like a lot of the guys were injured, but like Lekanyuwa and Mbunambi and all these guys.
Even Elizabeth plays for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I mean, Elizabeth was like, the Sharks had a lot of guys injured for that game, but it was like as close as you're going to get maybe to like Box and
test-ish.
France, test-ish. And it was just in the middle of summer in Durban and it was like fucking bar of soap. It was terrible.
Yeah.
The handling was so bad in that game. It's almost like rugby is not quite meant to be played in the summer. It's
not meant to be played on rock hard grounds
in the summer. In like where it's all sweaty degree. Balls.
Yeah. It's nice to go into ruck to get warm. get those balls nice and warm. Okay. Well, we'll see how they go. Hopefully there's no attritional effects on the Bok players going forward.
I think they've got mandated times off so that they get at least a decent break, although it's not like a proper off season in like the traditional terms.
We're going to be out of this place next week.
We're going to be changing locations to keep your partner happy.
Yes. She's sick of her lounge disappearing every Monday night. We do have another lounge-ish place.
We're going to be in the basement.
We're going into the rumpus room.
Let's get rumpy.
We will rump around in the rumpus room. It'll be set up exactly like this. And the sign will be behind us still.
Good.
And
I helped pay for that sign.
What's that?
I helped pay for it.
Well, so did I.
There you go.
All right. Fantastic. Great work, Mark.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. Great to see you again.
Cheers to Hot Jams.
Yeah, thanks, Hot Jams. I'm not sure how this... I haven't released a video... God.
If you need help on how to upload a video onto YouTube, let me know.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. Yes. Really appreciate it.
Good to be back. I'm sorry if we talked a lot of shit, but one of those weeks where we're kind of
catching up
and building into the Six Nations.
Exactly. You don't want to. Got to keep your powder dry.
That's right.
Next week we'll have some actual rugby to talk about.
There you go.
This is a preview show.
This is right.
Just a tribute. Hi, da.
Take care.
See you later.